Kentucky teen delivers 100 snack sacks to healthcare workers. By Catherine Rodriguez on May 7, 2020. A 14-year-old from Louisville, Kentucky, is stepping up to the plate to support healthcare workers on the front lines by giving them a little something to snack on. Megan Leland, a freshman at Kentucky Country Day, spent her weekend delivering 100 snack sacks to the healthcare workers at Baptist Health in Louisville. "I have been deeply moved by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the dedication, sacrifice and compassion of our community medical professionals and first responders," she told the Louisville Courier-Journal. "I started Snack Sacks for Good to provide a simple gesture of kindness and appreciation, bundled with a nutritious, fortifying snack and a message of hope and encouragement." Deland found a way to raise the money to put the sacks together through babysitting, pet sitting, and doing other odd jobs. "Each sack includes applesauce, which serves as a non-perishable fruit, a bottle of water, goldfish crackers as a good salty snack, a granola bar, a mint for fresh breath, and an encouraging note. As parents, we're very proud that our daughter Megan has taken the initiative to give back to our community caregivers," said her father, Keith, who also works for Baptist Health. "She has always been highly motivated to act when she sees a need, and in this case, her actions will hopefully show the medical staff who are battling the pandemic that they are being thought of and recognized for what they are doing," he continued. Deland is unsure at this point how far her delivery service will go, but has considered expanding her cause via social media. "Deland is following the lead of many others, including our First Lady, who are willing to support our frontline workers." Melania Trump recently gave 150 boxed lunches to the patients and staff at the Children's Inn at the National Institutes of Health, and a California man cooked and distributed hundreds of meals to nurses working at a nearby hospital even though his restaurant was in poor financial shape.